Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Harrington, and today is a very special day. It's Miss Annie Ruth's 96th birthday. But stay with me to the end because there are more surprises in store. But first, let's finish the teaching about how to deal with baggage. Yesterday, I mentioned that Harold had 7 million miles with American Airlines alone over his years of traveling, and many times when we would travel together, we noticed how baggage can be compared to some of the spiritual baggage that we all pick up along the way. So let me have a first, let's take a brief review. Number one, baggage in the wrong place. A friend or someone you know tries to bring their emotional, spiritual, and sometimes financial baggage into your life. It is compassionate to listen to people's hurts, but when they come back time after time, putting up with the same problem, perhaps it's time to take a break. Proverbs 15, 31 and 32. Proverbs 15, 31 and 32 says, if you listen to correction to improve your life, you will live among the wise. Those who refuse correction hate themselves, but those who accept correction gain understanding. Number two, baggage that's too heavy. Every time we replay a past hurt, failure, or offense, it's like we're adding more bricks to our spiritual backpack. If we find that certain things are hard to deal with, well, here are several scriptures to confess daily that will help us deal with the problems of our past. Matthew 11:28 is not just for sinners, it's for everybody. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And when I say sinners, I mean those looking to get saved. We need to take God up on this offer and, well, not just leave it for those that are unsaved finding the Lord. We can also take comfort in Psalm 55:22 in the Amplified Bible says, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. Number three, wrong kind of baggage. Some people are, well, misled by maybe things they've heard from the preacher in which they may have actually misinterpreted what he or she had to say. The key is whether it lines up with the guidelines, meaning the Word of God. Just as you can take the wrong baggage to, as I talked about Jeff Foxworthy's, you know, relatives packing for Hawaii in paper bags, you know, we need to make sure that what we're thinking and believing lines up with the guidelines of the Word of God. In John 8:31 says, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word and you are truly my disciples, you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Number four, baggage that's unnecessary. Many of us carry around too much junk from our spiritual trunk that we need to get rid of once and for all. And here are seven kinds of unnecessary baggage that we all need to eliminate. First, guilt. Isaiah 43:25, classic Amplified, gets you totally off the hook. It says, even I am he who blots out and cancels your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. We need to go to John 1:9, where it says, you know, to confess your sins and God forgives them and cleanses us of all unrighteousness. When we ask Jesus to forgive us, the evidence of our sin is gone forever, and we are declared not guilty. If you're in a court of law and you are let off and considered not guilty, you don't stay around and say, well, I think I should be prosecuted. I was really guilty. Let it go and enjoy your liberty. The second was unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, well, that word isn't even in the King James Version of the Bible because God doesn't want it in our thought processes anyway. In Matthew 6:14 and 15, it says to us, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We want to walk in freedom forgive and forget. Third, fear. Isaiah 41:10. This is a fabulous scripture to hold on to because there is a lot of do not fear scriptures, but this is powerful enough to set you free. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will hold you with my righteous right hand. This is so super. I'm going to throw somebody's name in here. Fear not, for I am with Denise. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, Denise. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hallelujah. Fourth, anxiety. Philippians 4:6 in the Amplified Bible says, do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And fifth, jealousy. James 3:16, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. That is a deadly sin, really. Sixth, discouragement. Discouragement is a temporary feeling that occurs when somebody's not doing what they promised or you thought that they should be doing, or something didn't work out the way you thought it should go. In Deuteronomy 31:8, Deuteronomy New International Version gives us this advice. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Seventh, doubt. Hebrews 3:12 says this. My friends, watch out. Don't let evil thoughts or doubts make any of you turn from the living God. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. Number five, baggage that is old. You can generally tell how frequently someone travels by the newness and efficiency of their baggage. We have seen all kinds of baggage come off a baggage carousel, some wrapped in rope, twine, cord, belts, duct tape, masking tape, anything that'll keep the insides from coming out. Believers can also continue to carry baggage, listen, that should have long ago been discarded. Sometimes we hold on to past thinking just because of the ill will that is not even any more logical. I once knew a woman whose husband left her, and that was painful, I know. She later got married and seemed to be very happy and blessed, but it disturbed me greatly whenever someone would mention her ex-husband. I could just see this look of bitterness come on her face and in her voice. I could tell that she had a great deal of hatred for this man. The interesting thing was that one of her biggest complaints was that her old husband never did anything to help her. Yet the new man she had married was an incredible guy. He cooked, he cleaned, he helped with the kids, he was laid back, and he really loved her. I always wanted to pull her aside and ask her why she didn't just thank her ex for leaving, because the Lord provided a much better guy for her than the old one. It doesn't pay to hang on to illogical baggage. Proverbs 4:23 in the New Century Version says, be careful what you think because your thoughts run your life. Number six, baggage that is inefficient. If you've ever traveled with a bag that had no divisions inside of it, you know it can be a mess when you get to your destination. That can happen to our spiritual lives as well. If you want to learn efficiency and effectively, everyone needs a retrieval system for the knowledge they are gaining in the spirit. If you don't journal every day, you're missing a great way to keep track of what you're learning. Have you ever wondered where something you read was that, you know, where it was at? If it speaks to you, take it down or mark it somehow so you know you can find it again when you want to. One way to read your Bible is to color code it with certain information so that it's easier for you to look up those certain topics, or figure out what's best for you. If you come across an amazing nugget of truth, maybe have a nugget book, one that you can be divided into topics so you can find them when you want them. Psalm 19:7-11 says this, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, in keeping them there is a great reward. What is that saying? It pays to take down and remember everything you've learned. Number 7, baggage affects other people. Baggage can get in the way of other travelers on a trip, and the emotional baggage we carry can also have the same effect on people around us. When a marriage ends, a layoff happens, or a medical crisis arises, there are spiritual as well as physical consequences and complications. Life happens to everyone, and the best defense is to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Hebrews 6:19 says, "We have this hope as an anchor for our soul. Firm and secure, it enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain." Of course, entering the inner sanctuary means we enter the Holy of Holies, where God is most intimate with us. Our anchor is anchored to Him, so we're never far apart. We're more likely to go directly to the Lord if we have maintained a close relationship with Him on a daily basis. Hebrews 4:16 is a powerful daily confession. It says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." And I always love Psalm 119:92 says, "If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction." In this trip through life, we're going to come across baggage, but the question is, how are we handling it? Have you ever noticed that no matter what topic, our topic that we talk about each day, every morning, the answer is always the same: knowing and walking in the Word of God. There is one answer and one answer only, and it's Him. Today, before we end, I have a surprise for all of you. Are you ready, honey?